Football Talk.
Presented by Freeman Webb.
With Greg Pogue and Coach Bubba Spears.
Your sports live here.
On 94.9 The Fan and the Game Nashville Sports Network.
Prep Football Talk presented by Freeman Webb. We are at Roy's Meat Service in East Nashville. Coach Bubba Spears, Greg Pogue, coming up at the top of the hour, one-on-one with GP, with Bubba Miller. Vol for life.
Definitely a ball.
Oh, got a lot of things to talk with Bubba as well. Buddy Brown's going to be doing. Buddy is going to be calling Brandon. He's going to be calling the station, and you can put him, just let me know when he is up. And so well, there he is, Buddy Brown. Began coaching 1973 in Metro Antioch, Goodlettsville, DuPont, Overton, Hillsboro, Hunter's Lane. Then he went to the dark side at Brentwood Academy. And then he was the head coach at Hillsboro, head coach at Antioch, 11 seasons at Cumberland University, 47, couple halls of fame, Metro Football Coaches Hall of Fame, and the Antioch High School Athletics Hall of Fame. Buddy, good morning. What's up, buddy?
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well. You coached 47 years?
I know. Ain't that amazing?
Would you start when you were 12?
I was young. It was a great experience. I grew up loving football due to my mom and dad taking me to Antioch football games. I was born in July of 1950, and September of 1950, I was in my mom's arms at an Antioch football game, and I did not miss a game until I was a junior in college.
Wow.
That's something, isn't it? What's going on, buddy? How's everything?
Everything's well.
Tell us, I know you was at a game last night.
Yeah, you know, one of the joys I have now is getting to see guys that I've coached over the years coaching and getting to go to games with my son. He coaches at Mount Juliet, so I don't miss a Mount Juliet game, home or away. That's been a great pleasure. And then, you know, obviously they're not playing now. So last night I got to go see a guy that I coached a long time ago at DuPont High School in Paul Wade. And then Tim McKee is a defensive coach at BA, and I coached him at Cumberland University. So Adam and I was at that game. So it's just nice to still be a part of the game.
You know, I mentioned assistant at Antioch, Goodlettsville, DuPont, Overton, Hillsboro, Hunter's Lane, and Brentwood Academy before that, head coaching. Along the way, do you see now how each step prepared you for the next one?
Oh, no doubt. All of us coaches have talked about the good and the bad that you see in working with all the people. And sometimes coaches, you know, you learn things you don't want to do, you know, not just things you want to do, but you learn from all of them. And it's been great. Yeah, I mean, it's a great – I tell my son, you know, the more people you're around, the better you're going to be. I can remember Bubba and I on snow days in Metro school days, we would get together and watch film at his house. He had a large screen TV at the time, single guy, so – he was able to afford that. We would watch VHS tapes at his house a lot of times on snow days.
We won't get into that, buddy. I know where you're going
tape.
With that story.
No, I said watching tape.
That's right. Well, that's just what we do. I mean, you know, and I tell people every time they ask me what made me get into coaching, I was fortunate. Ron Adlott and I was talking one year. We came at the right time because we had great mentors. You know, it was awesome mentors. I mean, you know, yourself, Coach Pig, Coach Elrod, Phil Grammer, Coach Johnson. You know, we had all kind of mentors now. And now I don't see that in Metro schools like I seen it back then when we were coming through.
I don't either. And there's a guy that one of my great mentors was Warren Dunn. I don't think you're supposed to idolize people, but if I did, he was as close to anybody. You know, he was just a great guy and so giving and so willing to help me learn. You know, I remember one time telling him that you're the reason I wanted to be a football coach. He said, don't you ever blame that on me.
Strike and Spare Family Fun Center legend of the week, Buddy Brown. And we mentioned, you know, the Halls of Fame, Antioch High School Athletic Hall of Fame. What Antioch has done with its Hall of Fame building, that I think I saw you a couple months ago, they have a luncheon every couple months or so and everything, and how that community, I think more than any other metro school, has maintained that. And of course, the Hall of Fame's at the old high school now, but what, whoever does that, they do a wonderful job.
Yeah, there's a number of people. I know David Givens, who was a player at Antioch, is probably the biggest reason we have that. He helped take that building out back of the old high school and convert it into what it is now. But, I mean, there's players that come from Overton, and there's players that come from Glencliff when Antioch has those luncheons, like you were talking about, monthly sometimes or every other month. So, and then I know the NIL football coaches, you know, the retired guys, we all get together, and that's the place they all want to go to because the food's good, the accommodations are great. So, yeah, well, Antioch's done a great job in that.
Well,
respect.
They have an area that sets off just for the coaches to sit and everything. You know, buddy, last time I went out there, Bubba invited me, and he, come on out, come on out. Well, do you think he paid? Seriously. I mean, I'm not kidding. I kept looking for him. You know, those alligator arms showed up. You know, what do you do?
Well, you don't have to have high expectations. That's the problem right there. Just don't have great expectations.
I couldn't believe you showed up, buddy.
Yeah, like, I agree.
You
know,
oh, man.
You know, speaking of the Antioch alumni building, they started something in metro schools that now other schools are trying to match that. East has got a building that they've had for the longest. You know, when I was over there, the old Cone High School has a great alumni building. We did a game at Glencliff, and Glencliff's alumni building is up on the stadium right there as you go in, and they're in the process of getting it going, and it's looking good too. So Antioch has started a lot of things. There's other schools. You know, I think Stratford's interested in starting one, and you know, at one of the schools. So, you know, we all owe this to the Antioch program.
Well, I think it's a great thing because there's so many athletes in these high schools that deserve to be recognized for things they did, and I think it's tremendous.
Well, and Buddy Brown with us, our Legend of the Week, presented by Striking Spear Family Fun Center. Antioch season comes to a close last night. Tough place to win. Collierville beats them. But Arcente and Coach Broom, what he did, of course, that quarterback, those players, Brandon Galladay and everything. It was fun to watch Antioch. I mean, the first time they were 8-0 since the early 60s or something crazy, what kind of year they had.
Oh, it was amazing year they had. I was – fortunate enough to get to go see the FRA Antioch football game that was a 64-62 final score. That was a great game to see, and Antioch, you know, did display some great athletes in that game. And their quarterback, super player, his younger brother's a super player, and their dad is the OC mm-hmm. who played at Antioch himself. So they're diehard Blue Bears.
Well, and quite frankly, with the dad there, that's probably why he's still there. You know, what do you think that this era? We've known the public, the private, that conversation we've had for decades now, but it's a whole new world. The simplest said, you can high school football players can get paid now,
yeah,
legally.
Yeah, it's definitely a different world than when we were coaching and growing up.
You know, buddy, we talk about this all the time, you and I. All the surrounding counties, including Nashville, they're going to no zone. If you can get to your school now, if the principal at that school approves it, you can come on over and go to that school.
Yeah, that's true. And it was fixing to get kind of outrageous where they could go every year. They could move to a different school if a school would accept them. But I think now they're trying to stall that somewhat and slow it down.
What are you doing today, buddy? Give me a Buddy Brown Saturday.
Well, according to my grandson, I sit in a chair, drink coffee, and watch reruns, you know. But I, you know, being retired is not all bad. You know, I mean, I enjoy watching the school buses go by on the way to school. You know, and I'm not going to school myself. But I enjoy it. I enjoy, you know, being home. I enjoy piddling in the yard some. I go walk every day, and like I say, it's not a bad life at all.
Well, I'm retired, but I'm not retired.
I understand.
So, but you know what you're saying when you watch reruns. You know, how many days goes by, buddy, that you don't watch a football tape?
Well, luckily, I'm on a few coaches that know me well, and trust me, I'm on their huddle account. And so I can watch practices from different schools from the day before. And I'm talking about some schools maybe in Gainesville, Georgia.
That's what I was about to say, in Gainesville, Georgia. I knew exactly.
And there's a coach in Alabama who is at Hale County High School, and I'm on his huddle, and I can watch Mount Juliet, you know. I can watch DCA, you know. So, yeah, there's some schools that I watch practice, you know, and I go to some practices, you know, around. You know, I'm not going to Mount Juliet's because they practice early in the morning, and I'm not doing that. So,
good choice.
Yeah, I go in the afternoons to some different practices, and it's still nice to see how coaches coach and how players are coached and how they practice. And I mean, I enjoy that. And but Friday nights, I'm in Mount Juliet watching my son, which is an amazing thing for me to sit and watch a young man that grew up around me, obviously, and watching us coach, and then I get to go watch him coach. So you kind of get chill bumps.
Well, buddy, it's always great catching up with you. I'm going to wait in line next time. And see, Bubba always waits till I get my food, then he shows up. So I'm just going to wait this next time.
Hey, buddy, I think that's a good idea. Lunch next time.
What's that?
I will buy his lunch next time.
Well, you might ought to write that down, Greg.
Yeah, I'm going to – hey, Brandon, the producer, please send that recording to me. No. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate you, man.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you.
Thanks, Coach.
What a good one, man.
Yes, he is.
And along the way, all of those stops before he got his first head coaching job prepared him for it, right?
Well, that's what we talk about. Now you don't have people doing that. I did, you know, I was in that category. They said, man, you've been at every school.
You just couldn't keep a job.
Is that what it was?
All right, we'll take a break. Hey, coming up top of the hour, Bubba Miller, 101 with Greg Pogue right here at Roy's Meat Service in East Nashville. Speaking of high school legends, he's actually been on this show as a prep legend. Now he's going to do 101 next hour. We got that. But coming up after this break, we'll take a look ahead and some key games to watch as we head to the next round of the playoffs, the quarterfinals on the Division I side and the semifinals on the Division II. This is Prep Football Talk presented by Freeman Webb, Roy's Meat Service, East Nashville, 94.9 The Fan.